All right, so yeah, you see that huge diamond looking at you. It's easily the size of a man's chest. It sits on a large stand that appears to be made of some silverish metal. Probably more platinum than silver.
Does it glow?
The diamond? No.
Can I throw my orb at it? You in fact can. Physics will allow you to throw an orb at a diamond.
The room itself is probably 40 by 40. The diamond sits right in the very middle of it, so it's about 20 feet away from you if you stand at the entrance way.
Anything else in the room?
There are, in fact, two statues, each depicting a cyclopean warrior. These statues appear to be made out of the same material
as the other cyclopean.
That the diamond is. So, I mean, the diamond stand is.
Oh, they're gonna be golems or something.
No, they are going to be awesome and rape you in the face, but you like it like that.
So golems.
Yeah. They appear to be made of the same material that the diamond is, and they flank the statue. Diamond. They're okay. So if the diamond sits in the very middle of the room.
Diamond or diamond stand.
Sorry, diamond stand.
Okay, because I'm getting confused.
I'm looking at
Shut up, baby pussy.
My heart's going a pitter patter, and I can't think right.
I'm sorry.
So, they're made of the same silver material. Okay, it's platinum. They're made of platinum, much as the stand is. If the diamond's right in the very middle of the room, they're on either wall adjacent to it.
Any other doors?
Not that you can see.
Can I look at the floor and see if there's like any pressure plates or anything?
Actually, looking at the floor and the walls and the ceiling, they're all this incredibly mirrored, you want to almost say platinum, substance again.
I fucking shit.
There should be like some... There, see, like,
nah, I close my eyes.
Sure, crazy.
No, you close one eye.
I close all of my eyes.
All 12 of them. 2 on the face, 10 on the dick. I like to see what I'm fucking.
You're going to get a good look at it.
I've seen what he fucks and I don't want to see it.
Okay, so.
And I'm a half orc. What's wrong with you?
I don't want to see it.
I have low standards.
All right, so what do you guys do?
Dude, fat gnome woman. He loving too.
Can we topple over the statues?
You can try.
I try.
Do we have anything
or
that's corrosive to platinum?
That moves?
No, we didn't bring packs.
Okay, as you go to the statue, what is everyone
Fire.
Doing?
Fire.
What's everyone doing?
I'm watching my step.
I'm turning around and closing my eyes.
I haven't moved yet.
Because I think there's going to be some sort of a flash thing that blinds us or kills us.
As you step into the room, the three of you that stand in the doorway... This immense force gently pushes you in the room as well.
Okay, I open my eyes.
And then the wall closes. The wall behind you magically forms shut. And that's when you notice a light glowing on the far opposite wall. So the wall that you walked in on, there's a diamond halfway. And there's another wall, obviously at the very extent of it. There's a light glowing at the beginning to glow at the opposite wall.
Like light's coming in, or is actually emanating from the wall?
Like, light is collecting into a orb-looking thing.
Like a
growing
death
brighter
ray?
And brighter.
It's
you don't know what a death ray is, per se.
I'm going to step to the side.
Yeah, I'm going
to
hide.
I'm gonna hide in a corner and close my eyes.
And you have probably 10 seconds to do that.
Yeah.
And then the ray
out of the way of any reflection.
Well,
before
that's
the ray.
Where the mother bitch comes from. Because
the diamond could be... fracked it and shoot in every direction. God damn it.
That's
the diamond
why
doesn't fracked it and shoot in every direction.
The fucking golden.
And because the room is entirely mirrored,
mm-hmm.
You all get hit.
Roll.
Oh, by the way, I made both of these up myself. Working at Journeys, what's up?
You must be so proud.
$7.25 an hour. Yeah, I am. These are my children. I will raise them, see them off, send them to college.
And then they'll never call.
No, well.
I will
I'm
kill
a
them.
Father, of course not. Everybody takes 16 damage.
Sweet.
I'm on it. No, you hit. Yeah, you're Adam wrong.
What?
I was going to say, would you roll? I said, no, you hit. You're Adam.
Well, no, it's not that. It's that the lasers go, the beams go everywhere in the room.
But not all at once. If I'm dexterous enough, I could, in fact, dodge them.
That's
the speed of
but
light.
They are moving at the speed of light.
I can move twice this.
change the speed of light after this.
And if there are any questionable physics in this, you just shut the fuck up and don't say it. This is magic, goddammit. That's how the system works.
Hide behind the golem.
I, in fact, go into hyperspace.
I cast magic missiles at Diamond Realm.
You, what do you mean you hide behind the... Oh, like the statue?
Well, yeah, it's going to reflect the laser before it That's gets true. There.
Assuming you get to it's the statue. Lighting the statue up again. Is almost pressed completely against the wall.
But you can cut the statue in half and maybe it's hollow and you can get inside.
If only we had a drow that could put a globe of darkness over the globe of light.
I don't know if it works that way.
I think it does.
All right. Unless anybody objects, I say we kick the diamond off the...
Yeah, that'd probably be best.
Or unless, we should destroy it. Better yet,
no.
Is there any loose material?
No. I just take my cloak off and I hang it over the fucking diamond.
The laser shoots through it.
Yeah.
Your
cloak's disintegrated.
What part of death ray do you not understand?
Fuck. Does anybody have a mirrored surface? We're still alive, so. Short of...
Give it time.
A sword would work, or a shield... Or some sort of armor, if anybody might have had those items. I have a feeling
it would melt through it.
Are the golems like bolted to the ground?
It doesn't melt through the walls. The walls are platinum. Platinum doesn't have a super high melting rate.
It moves easily.
There's this little thing moving called magic. Yeah, and DM magic is the strongest of
direct.
All magics.
Oh, and position it so that it's that. Not hitting any contour.
You actually notice that, taking a second to look at the statue, you notice that the statue holds a shield out in front of it angled and a sword above its head. As if ready to engage in battle.
Oh.
Each statue does this.
Put the shield right in front of the...
I strike the same post.
So that it aims back at the globe of light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do so.
Assuming that the shield is a flat surface.
It is.
Okay. Yep.
We just need someone to stand in the middle and make sure our aim is perfectly straight.
But the thing you notice about the shield is the shield's... Okay, without drawing this, it's going to get too hard. So this okay, we'll just say it works, and I'll tell you what I envisioned before.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to off-center.
Yeah, you're going to have to off-center both of them, and it'll refract back and hit the light source, and you'll die. But, because without actually wanting to draw that out because it's late at night, you put the angled shield in front of it, the laser shoots up into the ceiling, down into the diamond, and then back through the golem itself, through its legs, because the golem stands higher than well, not golem, but the cyclops stands higher than the diamond statue, and it hits the light source, and it blows up, actually blowing a hole in the wall.
I take the diamond.
Now, what I was gonna do, was make you work out the fact that the two guys should be positioned right next to the diamond, and angled directly at it. But I don't really want to spend half an hour while we draw out something and you move them around to see where the laser things go. So, but that was the actual plan that was supposed to happen.
It's really hard to do without actually being able to see.
Yeah, what's what I'm saying? I would have drawn it out. And then like, the laser goes here, it goes there. But I don't want to do that.
If it's any consolation, I appreciate like the overall complexity of it.
I thank you. Like I said, when I do shipment at work, which is where I put up 500 pairs of shoes, I think about stuff. And sometimes it's naked girls, and sometimes it's D&D traps.
And all the time it's shoes.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so this hole is blown in the wall. You can see into it.
Can we? How big's the diamond?
Big as your chest.
As long as you're a man.
Anybody object to us trying to lift it?
Hell no.
No.
I'm not gonna help carry it.
I will.
It's not really a diamond.
Oh.
I pee on it.
Should we take the stand?
It dissolves it.
Ha ha!
But the stand is pure fucking platinum. It's easily like 1,000 platinum.
Sweet, and I take some of the statues too.
The problem with the statues is they were
big.
Yeah.
I cast super fire on them, melt them down, and take pieces of them.
The fire, the intensity of a fire that you would need to do that. Why don't you just remember that metal like that soft and take your big steel weapon and cut it up?
Because you have
bend it.
Yeah, or do something because it's fucking
pure. Do you have a bag of holding?
Yeah.
Hey, I just made up for all those times you guys did dungeons and didn't get any loot. What's up?
Yeah. It's come up in tiny.
You guys have like 1,000 platinum pieces worth of platinum. I don't know how the fuck you're getting it anywhere out of here.
Well. Because
I didn't give you a bag of holding, but.
Fucking MCP.
I still got a backpack.
You can take as much platinum as you can carry.
Here's what we do.
I pull the heart man and just start eating as
we load up MCP pants and send him to the surface.
Do we?
And then he can come back.
Do we?
Can we?
No.
This man's above.
He's my trusted friend. Companion. Not a pack mule.
But he'll get a cut.
And
you'll get